WebUI CSS. Syntax. You have a selector, followed by curly braces. Inside the curly braces are key value pairs for the property and the value. Each of those is separated by a semicolon, very similar to C# code or Java code. Types of selectors: elements, classes, IDs. Descendant selector. You apply a style rule to an element inside another element. For instance, you'd have a UL followed by an LI and then the style. Child selectors must be direct descendants using the greater than sign. For instance, body greater than paragraph would affect the paragraphs within a body. Class selectors. They define style rules based on the class attribute. When you're identifying these as a selector, it begins with a period. For instance, h1.period_black would be for classes identified as black within an h1 element. ID selectors. These are denoted by a hash symbol followed by the ID name. They define style rules for the specified ID attribute. When coding for ID selectors, you specify the hash in front of the class name, followed by the curly braces. Attribute selectors is where you apply styles to HTML elements with a particular attribute. So you would have the selector as the HTML element, followed by square brackets, followed by type equals the specified attribute. Grouping selectors. They separate the selectors with a comma. For instance, H1, H2, H3, followed by the curly braces. Oh.